아버지 Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be.
Reverence to your word. We thank you for this opportunity we have once more to gather here, Lord Jesus, this morning, this resurrection morning, to commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for Calvary. It's because of Calvary that we're here today. We thank you for sending us a prophet, sending us a message to get us ready to get out of here, Lord. We pray as we, Heavenly Father, Lord, are preparing to leave, that you will help us to wake up and be in tune with you. For any moment now, Lord, you will come to take your waiting bride away. Bless the preaching of your word. We remember Brother Elijah, the pastor of the church. Lord, wherever he is, may remember him. Remember, Lord, the officers of the church, the trustees, deacons, the musicians, and all that are part of this assembly. We ask, O God, that you come this morning and just anoint us for service. May we say something that will draw us closer to you. Anoint us to speak. Anoint us to hear. Anoint us to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And God bless you. We welcome you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We greet you. Amen. It's certainly an honor for us to be here. It's always good to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 17, the 17th chapter of St. Luke, verse 28 unto 32. Luke 17, 28. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat and they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. May God bless the reading of his word. You may please be seated. For subject we want to speak on, remember Lot's wife. Amen. In the text, we would say, don't look back. Praise the Lord. Now, to remember is to call to mind, to hold in memory or keep in mind, or to bring to one's mind. It's an awareness of something that has been or known or experienced in the past. The scripture we have read, we see that there's a danger here that has been reflected in the scriptures. During the days that we're living in, when the Son of Man is being revealed, amen, in the prophet, the ministry of the prophet has come to reveal Christ in the end time. We know that we are at the last moments, the closing moments, of the sins of the history of this world. Certainly, Jesus can come, will come anytime. Christ in the prophet, Christ was making himself known in the ministry of Brother Branham. fulfilling Hebrews 13:8 that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus here was speaking. He said, when those days come, when the Son of Man is being revealed, when these things have been fulfilled, he said, if you are, you know, you are in the housetop, you are not supposed to come back and say, oh, I'm going to take things out of the house. So when you come down, now we see that it is natural if something is happening and a man maybe is on the housetop, he will want to rush in and pick some of those things that are very important and run away. But Jesus said, don't go down and get them. Don't go back in the room. Just run away. Flee. He said, if you are in the field and remember that you got something that you forgot, he said, don't say, well, I'm going to go back and pick the thing that I forgot. Just run away. He said, don't do that. And as he spoke, he came down and he said, remember Lot's wife. Took us back to Genesis 18. So Lot's wife is a theme to be remembered in the end time. Because she failed whilst they were on the journey. In the Message Time-Tested Memorials, Brother Branham said, what type of a people should we be? He that put his hand to the plow and even don't turn back. Just to turn, to look back, is not even worthy of the plowing. Oh, he said, we should keep our eyes and our hearts single. No matter what the other people do, what the church does, what the neighbor does, what anyone else does, keep your heart centered on Calvary. He said, don't even stop to look back. We've got no time to look back. Speaking of Lot's wife, he said, this woman, because she did, God gave a memorial to all the peoples who turn to look back after they've been accepted, after they've once accepted Christ as their personal Savior. She turned to a pillar of salt. She stands there to this day. He said, it can be seen in the fields that the woman is standing there with her head turned, looking back. She's looking back over her left shoulder to look back into the fields, and her heart was back there. Listen here. The prophet said, yet she was forced, as it was, to do this. Amen. Her escape, their escape from Sodom, her repentance, her coming to Christ, was being forced. Praise the name of the Lord. When the angels went to Sodom, the angels told them, you have no time to wait. It's time to leave. And since Jesus referred to this day, because he said it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be. And what was happening there was speaking of what will happen in the days when the Son of Man will be revealed. Amen. There are people that's been forced by sickness to come to church. There are people who are forced by death to come to Christ. Some are forced by lack of job. They come to God, they surrender to God because of the situation or circumstance around their life. Amen. Maybe they have a need and they are prayed for, and God makes a way for them. God healed them. God made provisions for them. But they have been forced by the situations around their lives. Amen. Driven to church by the problems. And this is just the nature of human beings. It will have to take a situation or a crisis to draw him, amen, into desperations and start looking for God. Brother Branham said in the Message, desperations, he said, usually it takes a state of emergency to throw us into desperation. See, he said, it's too bad. It has to do that. But human beings are so slothful in their mind that it takes an emergency. Something arises, and when they do, it throws them into that desperation. Lot's wife, Lot's family was forced to escape. Now notice, she wasn't wanting to escape, but the circumstances forced them, to escape. And Brother Branham said in this message, Time-Tested Memorials of God, he said, and many people come to Christ that way today. Because they come out of the world and feel like they are forced to do it. And they keep longing and lusting, and it isn't long till they are back. Amen. Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. And a lot of things, many things are happening. Many things are taking place in these last days. May God help us. And so sometimes people are forced and they go back to what they left, because they never did willingly give it up. Like I said, the situations force them, and they've been forced by a situation that they don't have any choice. In Genesis 18, there was these three men and one that came to Abraham, and we know one of them was Elohim himself. They came to Abraham and told Abraham, we are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, knowing that his nephew was there, Lot was not aware of the danger that was coming upon Sodom. And Abraham began to plead with Elohim. He began to cry. He said, Lord, please spare the city. If you find 50 in Sodom, he said, will you spare? God said, I will spare it if I find 50. Then he said, Lord, if you find 40, will you spare? He said, I will spare it. And on it came down to 10. And the Lord said, if I find 10 in Sodom, I will spare them. Amen. Abraham was there interceding and praying for another individual that is completely ignorant of the danger that was coming to them. Lot was happy in Sodom. His wife was happy. She was going to the societies. She was in the women's club, the women's league. She was popular. Amen. Her husband was a judge. He was a mayor of the city, very prominent in the city. But judgment was coming upon them, and they did not even know. Yet someone was crying out on their behalf. Amen. Now, if you look at their lives, you look at their family and what was unfolding there, amen, through the scriptures, we see that they were not in the mood to leave. They were forced. They had great possessions. They were respected in the city. They were loved. They had no reason to suffer for anything. They had food on the table. They had security around them because he was a mayor of the city. Praise the name of the Lord. You will see that in Genesis chapter 19, verse 10. Let's look at that scripture. As the story unfolds. The Bible says, Genesis 19:10, but the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them and shut the door.
And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they were worried. They worried themselves to find the door. Verse 12, and the men said unto Lot, as thou there any besides, son-in-law, thy sons and thy daughters, whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Now notice, Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, meaning Lot had other daughters besides the two that came out. Amen. Sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get out of this place, and the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. So all night, Lot was in the city. The angels now, notice, the angels got there in the evening. They got to Abraham in the heat of the day in the afternoon. And the two angels went to Sodom. And they arrived in Sodom at the evening time. Amen. And at sundown, from that time, all night long, the Lot, amen, and the family, and the angels were still lingering and waiting, amen, the patience of God wearing out. We saw how that Lot also, they were lingering and doing things. Amen. The wife was still lingering. Amen. And he will go to his son-in-law and try to debate and try to convince them and say, oh, they will say, oh, father-in-law, I don't think, how can this place be burnt? Like many people don't believe that this world will be destroyed. How can this place be burned? You are joking. And he went to the other one, and maybe he would speak, and maybe he was doing it until the day broke. And the angel said, you are still lingering here. Why are you still lingering? Verse 15, the Bible says, and the morning arose, then the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, meaning the others are not with Lot. Your two daughters that are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. When God has judged a place, amen, the only way of escape is for us to leave out of that place. Can we say amen? Listen, no matter how beautiful, no matter how great, no matter the things we enjoy, this world is not our home. This world is already under judgment. God has made a way of escape. Amen. Notice in verse 16, and while he lingered, he did not want to leave. Amen. He lingered, and the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto them, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. So right here we can see from the scriptures that Lot was forced out. Is that correct? The family was forced out. Verse 17, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, except escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Now, I want you to follow me carefully here. When any man, any woman is forced, by the grace of God forces you, then comes the warning. Don't look back. Because you did not give up those things willingly. You were forced to give them up. And in the days that we are living in, we have been also forced, amen, to come. Some of us were in denominations, different situations, amen, so bad. Amen. By the grace of God, the message of the hour forces the situation. We heard the voice of God and we responded to that call. Can we say amen? And we came to the message. And now God is saying that don't look back to those things. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be. Meaning that the same thing that happened will replay again. When the Son of Man is being revealed, God will have righteous people. God will have sons and daughters. The only way to get them is to create situations to force them down. You see, sometimes things go bad around us. Can we say amen? You get sick, amen. You have financial situations around you, problems all around you. But I want you to know those problems are forcing you to come closer to the Lord. Why? Because judgment is coming. Jesus was saying, as I said, remember Lot's wife? You know, he was speaking. Amen. He said, who daddy is on the housetop? Don't go back into your house and try to take anything out. Escape immediately. Now, this may not be something, you know, just literal, because our escape is not a natural one, it's a spiritual one. But what this shows me is that the physical and natural things, our jobs, the natural things that we live for will become a hindrance if we don't take time. Your job, your home. I'll read a quote in a while. Amen. When you see situations forces you, don't go back to anything that God has brought you out of. God is actually driving you out onto salvation. The scripture says that Lord, while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon his wife. And upon the hand of the two daughters. Lot was forced to get out as it was in the days of Lot. That is the way God is dealing with us today. Instead of realizing that sometimes so relaxed. I would imagine Mrs. Lot, instead of realizing what God was doing, maybe she was thinking, maybe while the angels, you know, were saying judgment is coming, they were saying, let me take my suitcase. Maybe let me get my jewelry. Or I need to get my, you know, bank account. Or I need to get this. But those things are irrelevant. Until while they were lingering, trying to grab things, the angel, the Bible said, grab them by the hand and pull them up. Yes, he held them by the hand. Because God was not going to delay anymore. I'm telling you, the things that are happening around us is showing us that the wrath of God is about to come. Amen. God is not going to delay anymore. Any moment, any time, the judgment of God will strike this earth. But you know, we are not disappointed because this world is not our home. Amen. We have a better home. We have a better land. There is a land beyond the river, hallelujah, where we will never grow old. Madam Blush was maybe thinking of her hair dryer, blow dryer, you know, my shoes, and they were lingering. Said, no time to wait. Amen. Get out, escape. And so the angel pulled them out and said, come out, get out, run quickly. And because Mrs. Lot left some other things while God was forcing her, maybe, amen, in her heart, she'd begin to think, oh my Babylonian garment, that beautiful gown that my husband just bought me from Babylon a few days ago. Oh, how it is burning, my jewelry, my diamond rings, my shoes. Those things begin to play on her mind. She began to think about her grandchildren also. Brother Branham said, he said, wow. Now imagine what was happening. I want to dramatize it a little bit so we see the reality. While the fire, because the Bible said there were brimstones of fire coming down from heaven. And while the houses, the fire was coming upon the houses, there was an explosion. And they were hearing the explosion. They were hearing the cries of the people. Amen. Because judgment was coming. Maybe thinking about a chariot. Hallelujah. Oh my, our chariot. Everything is on fire. What about my grandchildren? Church. This earth is set. When you look at our leaders today, look at our leaders. You know, every nation have weapons of mass destruction. And yet they are arguing. Prophet said, man will destroy himself. It told us there is no hiding place. The only hiding place is in Jesus Christ. But you know, we the believers, we are not afraid. Hallelujah. If you are secure in Christ, you will not be afraid. In fact, the cry of the believer is, even so, come Lord Jesus. This world is not our home. Amen. Jesus said, when the Son of Man is being revealed, remember Lot's wife. Amen. There is no choice. The scriptures is forcing the situation for us to come out of all my people. The scriptures have to be fulfilled, but that fulfillment is either you escape or destruction. It depends on how you handle the tender hand of Jehovah. The situations that is happening around you, good or bad, is the tender hand of God that is holding you like the angels did and driving you out to lead you, amen, to lead you to run the race with only one commandment: don't look back where you came out of. Are you hearing me? I'm saying that we are forced. The circumstances is forcing us. The difficulties that we go, the rejection that we suffer, all of those things are bringing us closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now remember, Mrs. Lot was forced. I want to analyze or enlighten that. Let me say this again. All things are working for your good. Everything, good or bad, is for your good. Do you believe that? If you are a son and a daughter of God, God uses those situations, amen, to drive us closer to Him. That sometimes we think God does not love us. Complain, why me? Why is that? Why is this going wrong? It's for your good. If you only see, like the brother who had the accident, he said, God told me, if you only see the bigger picture. Now you see, but when God forces you like that, you better watch out. Just like Brother Branham, you look at Brother Branham in his initial state of his ministry. It wasn't his obedience initially.
Praise the name of the Lord.
No. What did God do? God had to force him. When God was calling Brother Branham, amen, you know, the Pentecostals were calling him to go and preach. We see that the mother-in-law came in the way and other things, you know. And then when those things now started to stand in the way, God said, I'm going to take your wife. God took his daughter wife, God was forcing the situation. Amen.
So that Brother Branham will wake up and come in line with the ministry into what he was calling him to do. As hard, as cruel as it looked, it was the tender hand of Jehovah. God was breaking his prophet. Are you with me? Amen. And in order for God to share him around the world, he has to break him down. Sometimes in order for God to share you, your experience is to be an encouragement to your brother, to your sister. God will allow you to go through a situation to give you a testimony. That's the tender hand of Jehovah. Praise the name of the Lord. May God help us. The reason why they were delaying is because of maybe the things that he wanted to pick up and take with him. But the situation is serious. It is the hour of judgment. Get out, move out. There is no time, for the hour of judgment is here. We have come to a junction in our journey that if your friend don't want to go, you move on. There is no need to delay. Hallelujah. Amen. If your neighbor don't want to go, you serve the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when Brother Branham, when God took his wife away, he was still thinking so much about Sister Meter. But what was God doing? God was using that situation to force him to get his attention. Are you with me? He was still thinking, oh, I will not marry again. Remember? Yeah, he did not want to marry anymore because he was still thinking about Sister Hope. God said, forget her. Go and marry Meter. I've taken away your wife, I've taken your daughter, and I'm forcing you to obey me. Don't look back. Say, oh, I don't think I'll marry again. I love her so much. God said, you better forget about her and marry this other woman and go. Are you with me? I trust you are getting the picture that I'm trying to build. Amen. When God uses situation to force you, because if you don't want to obey God, if you are a child of God, God will never lose any of his children. You come by experience or by obedience. That's how we learn. If you obey, it will be easier. But if you want an experience, God will make you through go through the hard way. God will never lose any of his children. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now notice here, it wasn't Lot and his family, it wasn't they are going back maybe to get a box of cigarette or maybe a bottle of beer but it was legitimate thing. That you want to pick out maybe for your own safety while you are traveling. The reason why we cannot travel with faith, Jesus said, when the Son of Man cometh, will he find faith? We worry so much about the natural things, but I want you to know if God calls you, he leads you, he guides you. And when he leads you, he will make provision for you. When he brought them out of Egypt, amen, when they ran out of food, he made manna to come from heaven. Is that right? Amen. When they did not have water to drink, he made water to come out of the rock. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever he leads you, he will make a way for you. We worry, we cry, we murmur, we complain for the things of this world, and they are becoming a hindrance to the journey. People can't serve the Lord anymore. We can't come to church. midweek services is an issue for us. We make excuses, but we don't make excuse to go to work. Is that right? Because the work is natural things. But Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. All right. You see, what this means that you don't pick situations to try to save or enhance your life. Let God do the leading. That's the way to move in this hour that we are living in. If you notice in Luke 17, verse 33, or somewhere down, Jesus said, let's look at that scripture. Jesus said here in verse 33, yes. After he said, remember Lot's wife, then he said, whosoever shall seek to save his life will do what? Lose it. That is what we are doing today. We want to save our life. We worry about the moral. We worry about things. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Praise the name of the Lord. Mrs. Lot wanted to maybe have some things. Well, and when God gives his word, sometimes we reason. How am I going to survive? The whole cities have been destroyed. How am I going to take care of my life? I'm working for my retirement. When I get old, what am I going to do about my 401k or whatever they call it? People are working for their life insurances and things. How do you know whether you even retire? Praise the name of the Lord. If you seek to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose it for the sake of the kingdom, you will save it. May God help us. In the Philadelphian church age, this is what Brother Branham said. He said, if he is coming within few hours as he views time, then surely he must surely warn, he surely must warn us with all urgency, and his voice must continually sound in our hearts to be ready against that coming. Listen. Oh, there are so many voices in the world, so many problems, needs, crying for attention, but there will never be a voice so important and so worth attending as the voice of the Spirit. The prophet of God said, if the coming of the Lord is so urgent, it must sound in our heart. We must be in desperation to come to the house of God. We must be desperate about our prayer meetings. Hallelujah. We must shut up everything else and give our heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, because the message is urgent. Ready or not, you remember I preached here another time, told you whether you are ready or not, Jesus will come. Don't let these natural things of life hinder you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And his righteousness and all other things shall be added unto you. He said, there are so many voices, many problems. And he said, and needs. They are not things that are wants. These are needs. You need to pay your bills. You need to put food at the table. Right? You need to gas up your car. You need to pay your mortgage. These are legitimate things. But the prophet of God is saying, there are so many of these needs that are calling for attention. Many voices. But he said there is nothing so important, nothing so worth attending to as the voice of God. Amen. You know, when God was about to take Israel back to their homeland, what did he do? He forced them. They were in Germany, they were in Russia, they were relaxed, you know, they were doing business, they were prospering. But God raised up Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, is that right? And begin to persecute them. They'll begin to kill them, burn them. What was God doing? He was forcing them. Brother Branham said that was the tender hand of Jehovah leading them back to the promised land. It's only a prophet that can tell us that. Now, Israel is a type of us, or we are a type of them, or they are typing us, the shadow. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We are the real Jews. We are the real seed of Abraham. Are you hearing me? And that is why in the natural, you see, there is a pressure coming upon them to do what? To give up their land. Spiritually, there is a pressure coming upon you. The pressure that is coming upon you so that you can look back. So they can give up your Christian rights. Can we say amen? But we have to stand and say no to the devil. We will never give up an inch of our land. No matter what the devil does, we'll hold our ground. Let us hold our territorial ground. Hold to this message. No matter what people say, no matter what you go through, no matter this disappointment, say, Lord, I love you. Have a determination in heart to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, I've come to a point in my walk with God. I don't care what people say about this message. I don't care what they feel. I don't care who rises up. That is their problem. But I know that the message is the truth. We must be settled, hallelujah, and know if the grace of God has brought us this far, that same grace will take us through. I'm here to encourage you today, hallelujah. Keep pressing on. When Brother Branham went beyond the curtain of time, he never wanted to come back. But he was still to go back. And the voice said, keep pressing on. If you only know what lays beyond the curtain of time. Don't let the devil weaken your prayer life. Are you hearing me? Don't let Satan weaken your prayer life. This is not a time to feel sorry for ourselves. Brother Branham said, we are not called to a picnic. Do you realize that? We are called to a warfare. When something bad happens to you, it is the tender hand of Jehovah. That is why Paul said everything is working for good. Sometimes it is God trying to lead you to where he wants you to be. Through that situation. But the key is, when God is using those situations, that's when the devil come and say you are a sinner. Because you did this, that is why this is happening. Because of that. But no, sometimes God is just using that unseen hand, hallelujah, turning you around, forcing you to, because you have to be in your position. Listen, if you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, if the job is becoming a problem for you to serve God, God will take that job away from you. Yes. God never wants a sister Hope to be in the way. God don't want us to love him, to love anything more than him. Do you love him today? May God help us. Now, you will not tell someone, don't look back, if there is not something to look to, look back to. Is that correct? When God told them, the angel said, don't look back. There were things that was in Sodom. And the voice of God is saying today, don't look back.
If Lot and his wife were to take everything they wanted, their chariots full of goods and all the cattle, maybe they had hired trucks, U-Haul, trucks, transporting everything they had to transport from Sodom to the mountains, and the banks are empty, the stores are empty, amen, and before leaving, they made sure they packed out everything they needed. There was nothing to look back to. Because they've taken everything, they are running, they have escaped, and everything they have to start afresh is right with them. The angel would not say, don't look back then. They would have said, what for? Why should we look back? We've got everything here with us. But because of what was left, that was why they were told not to look back. Are you with me? You know, people are looking back to their possessions. People are looking back to the world. People are looking back to many things today. The things that God has brought us out for. Listen, believers, we ought to be on fire for God. Abraham, when he was going, the Bible said by faith, he was looking for that city. He had a revelation that there is a city, hallelujah. There's a new Jerusalem that is coming. And he was moving from place to place. Amen. That is why God, because when he caught that revelation, he was not looking back to where he came from. Because God brought him out of his kindred.
I was preaching yesterday in Bridgeport at a little group prayer meeting, and I was telling them there, amen, we're looking at Genesis chapter 12. If you look at the things, let's look at Genesis chapter 12. I don't know when you close. I don't want to stretch you too much. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Now notice in Genesis chapter 12, 1. Look at the calling of Abraham. 12 verse 1. And the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Are you with me? Now, I want to speak a little bit on this. That's not my subject, but we're talking about looking back. When God called Abraham, Abraham was in Babylon. He was in his country. Are you with me? So what is God calling him out of? Out of a national spirit.
Is that right? We are not Americans. We are not Africans. We are Christians. That's our true identity. This world is not our home. Can we say amen? So you see, the calling of the believer is to get out of that national spirit. And I'm telling you, that is a very, very strong spirit. A dominant nations. Every nation on earth suffers from that. Is that right? But Bram said there's a German spirit. There's all kinds of spirit. But now God was calling Abraham. He said, come out of your country. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are children of the King. We are a peculiar people. Amen. That is why what is happening outside there should not affect us in the church. We are not politicians. Are you? No. Christians are not. We are not Republicans. We are not Democrats. We pray for our leaders. Can we say amen? The word of God says pray for them. Whoever is in authority, pray for them. But we don't take the situations like the unbelievers. Amen. We are a special class of people. Come out of your country. Don't look back. I have nothing to boast of. If I boast, I boast in Christ. All right, I don't want to spend all the time on this, but I want to highlight some things. Then he said, come out of your country and out of your kindred or out of your tribe. Some of us have British background. Some have German. Some have, you know, Spanish. Some Africans. When you go to Africa, you have different tribes. Is that right? So when God, this message comes to call us out, it calls us out of that situation. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why we don't think we are superior to anyone. We are all children of God. If you speak English, you don't know how to speak, you have accent. I used to tell people, everybody have an accent. Oh, yeah. When you go to Britain now, you begin to, when you go to the UK, when you speak, they will tell you have an accent. They got an accent to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody, but Ram said we are oddballs. You see, we, the believers, as children of God, will look beyond those things. What brought this confusion of languages?
It is Babylon.
We don't look back to those things. We don't look back to them. We must have a genuine experience with God. Right? Here you are. A mixed church. But you are the children of God. It's God's flower garden, right? But I'm telling you, when you go to Africa, most of the problems they have is tribal problems. This tribe think they are more superior to this other tribe. Is that right? When we come here, it's a national spirit. Oh, you are Spanish. Oh, you are this, you are that. What does that have to do in the house of God? What does that have to do with us as believers? We are sons and daughters of God. Amen. God has called us out of those things. Then God told Abraham, get thee out of your country, get thee out of your kindred, and get thee out of thy what? Family or father's house. Remember, family has spirits. They are family spirits. If you are a believer, unless if your family is a Christian family, praise the Lord, then we are dominated by the Holy Ghost. But Brother Branham said there are national spirits, there are family spirits. Is that right? Different spirits. God is calling us out of those things. We don't look back to those things. Can we say amen? We don't speak like the world. We don't act like the world. There is a political atmosphere. Let the politicians do their thing. Let us do our thing. Our thing is to pray. Hallelujah. It's to prepare ourselves to get out of here for a rapture. Yeah. When Obama was in power, the black people were. He's a black man. What does that have to do with you? I've said it before. If I was ever to vote, I would never have voted for him. Because of the things he did. Because anything that is against the Bible, he stood against it. Is that right? It's just a fact. We don't look to those things. Listen, we have a prophet that told us that there is no more hope in this world. The hope we can believe in. That was what he was preaching. Now we have Mr. Trump. Make America great again. I'm telling you, he has good intentions. Very good intentions. But let me tell you, friends, the only thing that can make America great is the word of God. Jesus Christ, the message of the hour. But they have rejected it. A prophet have already prophesied, this world is falling apart. He stood there in New York and preached the message, the world again is falling apart. It's finished. You love the Lord? May God help us. When do you normally close? 1 o'clock. Okay. That's good. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, brother. It's Brother Mark. It's 1 o'clock. It's a man of authority right there. It's a Christian.
Praise the name of the Lord.
We're in authority. Let the devil know who we are. Amen. Satan is playing around. But you are sons and daughters of God. Can we say amen? Don't look at your situations and begin to murmur and complain.
Thank God for whatever you're going through. Lord, I thank you. If you are sick, thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
So I have a lot of bills to pay.
Thank the Lord anyhow. Maybe God wants you to pray more. Hallelujah.
God is using those situations to force us to where he wants us to be. We are not going to go out of here easy. Because the Laodicean spirit is a spirit of lukewarmness. Spirit of relaxation. Things will get harder and harder and harder. Brother Branham said it will get worse and worse until Jesus comes. The only hope, the only peace, the only security is in Jesus Christ. Don't look back.
I want to read a story of a man that was forced. His name was Mr. Andrews. Let's hear from the prophet. A couple of mornings after that, I met a man going down the street there, and it was Mr. Andrews. He says, "Hey, wait a minute there, preacher. Long about this time of the morning, I suppose." And he said, "Wait a minute there, preacher." He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Up to the grocery." He said, "Aren't you ashamed of yourself?" Said what? "Telling that poor little dying mother there that she was going to leave." I said, "Well, she is going to leave." He said, "How do you know she is going to leave?" I said, "Jesus said so. That's the reason I know." He said, "How do you know?" I said, "He showed me a vision of her. Just the way he done it, I know it was going to be." "That's right." He said, "I'll be ashamed of myself. You go around and deceive people like that. You ought to be ashamed. Now, I know it is kind of hard for me first to meet you and talk to you like that." I said, "That's all right." That's the prophet responding to Mr. Andrews. "You got your own ideas." Many people have their own ideas about the message. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, we have many people that have ideas about this message. But we know it's thus said the Lord. He said, "You have your own ideas. I have mine too. I got my old bicycle and rode on up." 2 days after that, his wife, being a Christian woman, she fell sick. I went over. I said, "Mr. Andrews, could I do something for you?" He said, "No, look here." He said, "We got a good doctor." Said, "We don't need any help from you." And I said, "Thank you." I said, "I know you got a good doctor." And he called his name, and he's a fine doctor here of the city, a friend of mine. I said, "He's a good doctor." He said, "She got appendicitis. We will have it taken out." That's Mr. Andrew speaking. "That's all." Said, "We don't need no prayer around here." I said, "That is Mr. Andrews, I don't ask that. I said, I just merely wanted to tell you that I could cut your wood. I could do anything I could for you. Get you a call or anything that I could do." So he was very snippy about it. He didn't want to, nothing to be done with prayer. I said, "All right." So I went back over home. And when I did, they're taking her out to the hospital. And the next morning, I started to patrol. I was a game warden, and I strapped my little old gun and started up the road. And I was walking along up the road, going up through there. And the first thing you know, something said to me, "Turn around and go back." That's the resurrected Jesus. "Turn and go back." I thought, "Oh, well, that may be." I felt something said, "Go back." I turned right around, went back. I called up the public company. I was patrolling on the high lines also, so I called up, told them I wouldn't be working that day. It was kind of drizzling rain, although not enough to keep me from working, but I just went back. I didn't know why. I sat down and took my little old gun apart, was standing there shining it. Mira said to me, my wife, she said, "What are you doing back?" I said, I don't know. He just told me to go back. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
hearkening to the fats of ram. Just come back. I sat down there and was shining the little old gun. And the first thing you know, I noticed coming around the house, here come with his heart setting sideways, you know, mucus hanging from his nose, and he come in. He said, "Mrs. Branham." She said, "Yes." "Is that preacher here?" She said, "Yes." Said, "Come on in, Mr. Andrews." Said, "Hello, preacher." I said, "Good morning, Mr. Andrews. Have a chair." He said, he sniffs. "You heard about Mrs. Andrews?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, she's going to die, preacher." I said, "Oh, that is too bad." I said, "I hate to hear that." He said, "Although I know you got a good doctor." I said, "I do. Although I know you got a good doctor." He said, "Yes, but it wasn't appendicitis." I said, "It wasn't?" "No." He said, "No. We got a specialist down from Louisville. Said it is a blood clot. It's just about a couple of hours from her heart. Moving on up to her heart. And he said she's going to die." I said, "Why?" "My, it's too bad. I hate to hear that. Just keep shining on my gun." He said, "Well, she's very bad." I said, "Yes, sir." I let him sweat out a while. So I just went ahead, keep working on my gun. He said, "Well, he said, "You reckon you could help her?" I said, "Me?" I said, "I'm not a doctor. I don't know what to do, sir." I said, "I'm not a doctor." He said, "Well, I thought maybe you could help her a little." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, like the woman down under." I said, "I see." I said, "That wasn't me. That was the Lord Jesus." Said, "I thought you didn't believe in him." So here we see the situation. The prophet is making this man to sweat it out until he finally spoke out. Amen. The prophet went there and rebuked the sickness, and the wife was healed. Now to this man, after God has done this, don't look back. Are you understanding the thought? God forced him because he must have been a son of God. Denying the Lord. Never accepted divine healing. So God came and used a situation. Forced him. Amen. And I'm sure he gave his heart to the Lord. May God help us. Remember Lot's wife. Don't doubt God. Just put your hopes. The doctors, sometimes we put our hopes so much in doctors. Listen, Brother Bram went to doctors. He went to hospital himself. There are times he will pray for people and send them to the hospital. Because God have ordained that their healing comes through the doctor. But friends, when the doctor have come to the extreme, then we'll go to the doctor of doctors. The doctor's word is not final over your life. God has the final say. When all else fails, God doesn't fail. And God wants us to come sometime to the extreme so that we can look up to him. Because he is Jehovah Rapha. May God help us. Here, sometimes when these things are happening around our lives, around our family, it seems so hard. Sometimes people suffer. Amen. And we think that, "Oh, God don't love me anymore. God has forgotten about me. Look at my friend. He's prospering. Look at that family over there. Look at these people since they came to the Lord. All is well." But your life is different. Your life is predestinated for ordained different. Can we say amen? The way God have ordained you to walk is not the way I was ordained to walk. But God deals with us differently to bring us to where we are. Can we say amen? We never asked to be here, friends, but we came here anyhow. We never prayed to come on earth. Did you know? You came here by predestination. when you were in your mother's womb, who took care of you? It was God. Praise the name of the Lord. And if the grace of God has brought you this far, believe in Him.
If your business is going down, still trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyhow, Lord, you gave me this house. You gave me this business. You gave me this job. That is why Job had that revelation. He said, the Lord gave it, the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Here, Brother Branham was praying. He said, I pray God, as I see the day that this denomination is pressing the believers. The denomination is
pressing the believers. As communicating them, saying that their name must be put on a book and they are lost, have nothing to do with the other group. It is only the tender hand of Jehovah leading them to the tree of life. Can we say amen? The prophet is saying amen. And if you have had that experience, sometimes you were, some of us were in a church and you have friends, you have relatives, you have people there worshiping. And then, you know, the message came to you. You have to make a stand for the message, right? And people will say things against you. They will call you names. They will say you've lost your mind. But what is it? Brother Branham said it is the tender hand of Jehovah guiding you to the tree of life. Are you with me, church? It is the tender hand of Jehovah allowing the pressure to come upon us. No prayer will stop the pressure. No prayer will stop those testings. Are you with me? Amen. Without a trial, there is no testimony without a trial.
The conditions that we see around us are preparing us for the body change. Can we say amen? Amen. If you lose your insurance, it's a sure sign that God wants you to believe Him.
Because at the end of the day, as things begin to tighten up, they will take it from you anyway. Then you have to believe God for divine healing. God will make a way anyway. Do you believe that?
That is why He gave us the third pool. I told people the third pool is also for our physical needs. In a time, if they happen to take your job, as your faith begins to grow from grace unto grace, hallelujah, when you need something to eat, you can speak that day into existence. Is that right? Because Brother Branham love eating squirrels.
Is that right? Amen. God said, this time you're not going to shoot them, but you speak them. Hallelujah.
Showing that in the hour of need, whatever you need, you can speak it to existence. Do you believe that? When Brother Branham came in Sister Harry Wright's hall, remember? And the anointing came down. The place was charged. And God spoke out of Brother Branham. He said, ask what you will, Sister Hattie, right? And if you notice in the story there, the prophet said, if you have millions of dollars now, if you want money, just say it. If she wanted money, she would have spoken money into existence. So why are we worrying about tomorrow? God has already taken care of tomorrow.
We just need to believe the Lord. Don't allow the pressure to make you to look back. Don't save your life. If you try to save it, you will lose it. You will lose it spiritually. Yeah. That's why people are losing their lives. They can't come to church anymore because I have to work hard and hard and hard to save my life.
But I'm telling you, friends, if you put God first, God will take care of it already.
God has already made a way for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't worry, I'll soon close. Amen. The prophet said, when we come to this crisis, that's when sovereign grace steps in. When we come to this crisis, that is when sovereign grace steps in. Friend,
Remember, Mrs. Lot was not just looking back to be arrogant. There were things that were valuable to her. She has left behind some people. She was a grandmother. She was crying out for her children. Brother Branham said, notice here, we are on Lot, on it, Lot. Jesus said himself, remember Lot's wife. If the word isn't so important, if reasoning is all right, when that angel said to Lot and his family, go to Zoar, but don't look back. And Lot's wife, on a little insignificant thing, has to turn and look back. But it was contrary to the word. She turned to a pillar of salt. Then you said, telling women about cutting their hair, wearing clothes. God said, don't do it. You follow the word. Lot had no doubt. A nice wife. She didn't follow the commandments to the word. Eve was a good woman, but she didn't follow the commandment to the word. Just reasoned a little with it. It isn't reasonable, Brother Branham, that we should do this. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to do whatever I want to. That's my American privilege. It is your American privilege, but it is not your Christian privilege. For by Christian, you are a sheep. And a sheep forfeits its right. It lays still and lets you take away from it all its right that it has. But a goat will kick up a storm about it. That's right. But a sheep forfeits its right. And a Christian always forfeits their national right. It is contrary to your Christian right. You hear that? That's your prophet. Your national right is contrary to your Christian right. And we say amen. So if the government says abortion is okay, if the word of God says no, I will take sides with the word of God. That is why I said God called Abraham, come out of your country.
Come out of the national spirit. The word of God is above everything.
Remember, Lot's wife. Lot's wife merely looked back. That was it. Look at the children of Israel. Let me close my Bible here. They left Egypt. In Egypt, there were melons and garlics and cucumbers. And they were going. But when they left Egypt, their heart never did. Remember, they were forced to leave also. They were not supposed to look back. But in the journey, they were under the pillar of fire. God was providing for them. God was fighting their battles. He was their healer. The Bible says there was no feeble one among them. It took care of them. Amen. Their clothing never grew old. It was the tender hand of Jehovah under the anointing of God. They trusted the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
But while they were going, there was a mixed multitude. And in every Exodus, there is a mixed multitude. It is the mixed multitude that are causing problems around the message today. Is that right? They are throwing questions in the message, making you to doubt. Listen, this is not about feeling, oh, my friend here and there. Amen. We take sides with the word of God. I don't care how great the name might be, if it's your friends. Once it comes to the matter of the word, we take sides with the word of God. God will deal with you as an individual. It was those mixed multitude, the Korahs and the Abirams, the Dathans and the church, and they began to influence the people, begin to put questions in the minds of the people against the ministry of the prophet. I've always said, how can you read this message with suspicion? All kinds of, demons have come into the message. God will never confirm an error. But I'm saying, how can God bring me this far and allow me to go into error? Everything that needed to be straightened up was straightened up.
Can we say amen? This message of the hour is the presence of Jesus Christ.
It will take you into the rapture. Don't look back to the denomination.
Don't question this message.
Can we say amen? Believe the word of the Lord. It will take you through. This message will take us safely home, my brothers, my sisters.
I don't care who goes or comes, we believe the word of the Lord.
This message is thus said the Lord to us.
If this is not the truth, then what will we look up to? Where else can I go to? Can we say amen? And people are bringing questions just to make people to turn back again.
It's a spirit that tries to take people back to the world.
Are you with me? Look, don't shake, don't move. Hallelujah. I will stay with this message. If there are things that seem contradictory, leave them alone. Pray along the way, God will reveal them to you. We are not called to, you see, Brother Branham was told, I don't know why I'm going this way now, but I mean, it's still in line with the word, because don't look back. The initial commission of the angel to the prophet, if you can get the people to believe you. And today, that spirit is making the people to try to question him. Because if you don't believe this message, it will not help you. Is that right? The angel said, if you get to the people to believe you, nothing will stand before you. Your prayer. I'm telling you, nothing will stand before this message. If only you can believe. No problem can stand before you. Hallelujah. No sickness can stand before you. No demon can stand before you. When the enemy comes, you are more than a conqueror. Praise the name of the Lord. We are winners. Hallelujah. This message will take us through.
May the grace of God lead you through.
No matter what you're happening, what is happening around you, you are not a failure.
Can we say amen? Because God is not a failure.
He's the one that is leading us. Don't look back. Huh? He may lead you to a Red Sea.
If he's the one that is leading you, he will make a way. Hallelujah.
If he lead you to a rocky place
and you need water to drink, he will make the water to come out of the rock.
Can we say amen?
If it's the one that has led you here, God will make a way.
Are you hearing me?
If he's led you to be here, it doesn't mean that problems will not come.
Wherever the children of God are, problems will come.
That's the place that Satan likes to be.
But how do we handle the situation? By prayer. Believers, we don't pray anymore. We talk too much. We don't solve our problem by talking. We solve our problems on our knees. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, prayer is the most powerful weapon that he has left with us as believers. We don't use that weapon. Don't look back. Do you love him? Don't look back. Let's stand to our feet. I don't want to stretch you too long. Maybe I've already done that. I don't know. But I trust that I'm a blessing. It's a blessing. Can we say amen? So that next time when I come, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, we want to have him again. But the last time he preached so long. God bless you. You love the Lord? Amen. Remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. What happened to Lot? She heard the message. I mean, she heard the message, but she turned back. Don't turn back. No matter the pressure. No matter the opposition. Now remember, the greatest battle that is ever fought is fought here. Is that right? Right here. No matter what you are going through today, God will see you through. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, even so. Take your bride away, how my soul with you, my heaven. Come, Lord Jesus,
with all your heart now, worship the Lord.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Is that your prayer today? Hallelujah.
Even so, longs to be with you, my even so, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Let's take a moment and talk to the Lord in prayer. Talk to him in your own way. Ask the Lord to help you not to look back. Those things that try to beset you on the way, those things that try to discourage you, just remember from today is a tender hand of Jehovah. God is using those situations so that you can be drawn closer unto Him. Why can't we go before Him and ask Him to strengthen us that we will not look back like Mrs. Lot, not look back to the things that God has brought us out of, but I will walk and follow the leadership of the pillar of fire. Shall we talk to Him in prayer? Talk to Him in your own way. Lift your voices to the Lord. Shall we all pray? Lord Jesus, Lord, we love You and honor You today. We thank You, Father, for the portion of the scriptures that we've heard. Lord God Almighty, the Bible says these things are written to us for our examples, Lord, to the intent that we may learn. Lord, we pray that we learn today from the story of Lot and his wife and his family. Lord, the commandment is given for us to come out of the systems of the world, to come, Heavenly Father, out of the world to follow You. Lord Almighty, we pray that You help everyone today. Help me, Lord, that will not look back, that will not look to the distractions that are around us, Lord. Lord, that will not fail to know that You are the one who has brought us this far, and Your grace will take us through. I commit myself into Your hands. I pray for this assembly. I pray for every member, Lord, every brother, every sister. Lord, I pray for the pastor, the officers of the church. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one that You guide them through and lead them, Heavenly Father. Help us in this hour to hold on to the Word, never to look back, never to fail You, Lord, but to believe with all that is within us, Father God. We love and appreciate You. We commit ourselves to You this hour in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow.